Welcome to the Coffee with Curls podcast, a place to have an honest conversation about everyday life while investing the knowledge into our higher selves. Make sure you sip on something good while getting an eargasm full of real. Stay tuned to a brand new episode. You're now listening to episode 5, season 5, Imposter Syndrome. Hola gente linda, it's your girl Mimi once again on this mic. Happy Wednesday, happy hump day. Hope you guys are managing and doing well. As for me, I'm doing good. I can't complain, right? October is here. I'm actually looking forward to Halloween. And I'm trying to see if I'm going to dress up this year or not. I'm not sure. I haven't decided yet. I definitely don't have like a costume idea. I thought I did earlier, but I'm not sure now, you know? And so I may or may not. Let's see. But I will indulge in some candy corn. And I know I'm going to be judged for that. Because a lot of people would say that candy corn tastes like wax. But I love candy corn. I love eating it by different colors, starting from the, you know, from the tip of it all the way to old. I just love candy corn. I know. And at the same time, I hate pumpkin. And I have this shirt that I got that says pumpkin pie is trash. And it's so funny because a lot of people love pumpkin. And listen, to each their own, but your girl is not a pumpkin eater. And it's pumpkin season. I just think it's too much everywhere. Like, I don't like eating it, but I don't mind like in lotions or like if it's mixed with something, you know, or in like a candle that's mixed with something. Like, it can't just be like pumpkin alone. Like, I know this is not an endorsement, but like Bath and Body Works has like these pumpkin, it'll be like pumpkin marshmallow or something like that. I don't mind the scent, right? Because it's mixed with something. But it's that season to be happy, pumpkin everywhere, spice, everything. But I'm more of a caramel spice girl. If you haven't had one, what is it? Oh my God, what's that big brand? I can't even think right now. I have allergies, so excuse me. I feel a little stuffy while I'm recording this. Starbucks has a great caramel apple spice that I enjoy. So I just mess with that. The other pumpkin stuff, y'all enjoy that. That's all y'all enjoyed it. If you like to consume, just your girl's not about that life. So what can I say? But I'm happy that fall is here, even though it's still warm in Texas. I know that cooler weather, that was considered cooler weather here, is coming. So I'm looking forward to that. I felt like the sun was trying to kill me over the summer, and it still is. So I'm just trying to be aware of that. The sun just, I'm telling you, the sun out down here is different. It really is. It's like, I don't know. I always compare it to if you ever play Super Mario, like that little sun to try to kill you, that's what I compare it to here. Like, it's just brutal. And so I almost became like that person just went out either super early in the day in the morning or at night because that sun was trying to take me out. And then I was coming back all drained, which is no bueno for me. So, you know, no me gusta. I'm ready for this fall. I'm ready for boots. I'm ready for my sweater. I love fall because it's so diverse in clothing and fashion, even though it's kind of challenging being down here to do that. But I'm going to get it done because there's going to be some, you know, little weather coming through. I'm ready for to wear my little hoodie and, you know, all kinds of stuff that I got to wear, even though I may not be able to wear it all the time. I'm going to get some use. You know what I'm saying? So trust me, I'm happy about that. But as always, your girl is always here with a message that I always want to share. And something that I want to personally talk about is imposter syndrome. Have you guys heard of that? Let me know. And here's the definition of that. I got cut off there. So One of the meanings of it is that the persistent inability to believe that one's success is deserved is one of the meanings of this, right? And as someone who can deal with this, right? This is me. I have a confession. Your girl has imposter syndrome. And something that I'm working towards, right, is this ability to understand and know that I deserve good things, believing that I belong in spaces, right? This comes from, you know, the way I've been brought up, things that have been said. And so through my healing and therapy, this has been something that has definitely come up, you know, and it hasn't been easy to even admit that I struggle with that, right? And that's, to me, a struggle, right? So I always have to make sure that I'm affirming myself, make sure that I understand that I deserve to be in places. I've come from a place that I overwork to compensate when it comes to, where I struggle with this, let me specify more like in my career. So I always work harder, always got to prove that I can do it or be better. And that's not always good because there's always this consistency of pushing to a place that I never feel like I'm putting enough and I'm overachieving, you know? And it's like really stepping back and be like, what are you doing? ¿Qué tú estás haciendo? Why do you feel, where is this rooted from? You know? And so as I continue to work on my healing, right? And understand where this is coming from and where this is rooted. There's been part of the shadow work that I always speak of, right? It's easy to put out the pretty and talk about the stuff that is easy to speak about. And so even sharing this is uncomfortable for me, but I'm in a space that I'm pushing myself to be uncomfortable. So being uncomfortable is stretching me and I'm growing from it. And that's okay, right? Because I don't call this demons, you know, it's just stuff that I think I suppressed, and understand that this can hold me back if I choose to let it hold me back. So I am in this place where I'm facing the things that have held me back in my life, and this is part of it. And really taking an honest look and inventory of myself and working on it. What are the feelings that come up when I feel this way? And journaling that out and really working towards it, you know, because the more I do that, the more I can attack this and I can let go of this, you know, and just, I think it's just so easy to ignore it, but I'm not there. I'm not going to do that. I'm not there anymore. I am in a place where I'm ready to attack whatever it is, no matter how uncomfortable it is, because growth for me is important. It really is. It's super important that being uncomfortable is just going to have to be it. And as I discover more of those things that have held me back and I start attacking each and one of them, it's building my self-esteem in a way that I can't even tell you. It's beyond. I think when people think about self-esteem, they just look at the physical, right? But it's so much more than that. Dealing with it is just, I'm working on healing the young girl, right? But presenting this woman to me, for me, understanding that every space that I go into, I deserve because I worked for it, you know, and just and basking in it, enjoying it, and really understanding that the work that I'm putting in is for my own growth. So how do you guys feel about this? Do you struggle with this, with imposter syndrome? I'm curious. Let me know. As always, you can be anywhere else in the world, but you're here with me. Hasta la próxima. Be good people. This week's affirmation is, break down any mental walls that you have of yourself. Hey, gorgeous people, one last thing. You can find the podcast on the following platforms: Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, Breaker, Castbox, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and Radio Public. You can listen to the podcast really on any platform that you prefer to listen to this episode or any of my episodes. And one last thing, leave us a review on iTunes. That's the way they can find us. The more the reviews are on there, the more the podcast gets to be seen. As always, I appreciate you guys. And until the next one, have a good one.